Well, I get the pleasure of introducing one of my BFFs. Mary G is going to be our speaker tonight, and she is going, she would be just as happy if she didn't come up here and I just talked about her, but, but that's not going to happen. Where did I meet Mary? Mary used to work for me. She's an artist, and it's interesting how our church is, because I never promoted the church, but we actually probably, during our meetings, training, my staff would be over there, and a lot of them work for me that come here, and they would be like, I'm just assuming that they'd be like, oh, this is what happened in class, and church this, and Millie that, and all this stuff, and so probably perked up her ear, and she sat down with Erica one day, because she started asking Erica some questions, and Erica told her about our church. She's been here ever since, and I'm so grateful because I'm not the one that brought her here, and I'm really glad that she found us, because Mary is one of the most wonderful people you would ever meet. Please get to know her. She'd be your best friend too. I'm telling you. And she became a member a couple of years ago. She knew that she fit here. This is her spiritual home. I remember she coined a phrase in my company. We became a well-oiled machine due to people like her. And I know that our church is also a well-oiled machine due to people like Mary. And I just am really looking forward to hearing her thoughts today. This is her first time. Millie is very excited to hear her for the first time, too. So she's very close with Millie. So I would like to welcome Miss Mary G. Thank you.
Well, thank you. It's nice to see you all. It's funny that, Penny, you picked the song God Use Me, because the first line of my talk is, thank you, thank you, thank you, use me, use me, use me. And that is my prayer that I start every day with. When I wake up in the morning, thank you, thank you, thank you, use me, use me, use me. And the reason I do this is because, first of all, I like to give gratitude. And there are so many things that I'm grateful for. I'm grateful for my friends. I'm grateful for this church. I'm grateful for Millie and Penny bringing me to this church. And I'm just really blessed. And we all are. There's plenty of things to be grateful. The sky, the birds, crisp, clean sheets, my dog. There's just a lot of things. And that's the thank you, thank you, thank you part. Because I really start my day with gratitude. And then the use me, use me, use me is I want to be of service. I want God to use me, and I want to be able to just stay home and know that he's going to use me, and then I don't have to worry about having a plan, because I know everything is going to be God's plan. So being of service, probably everybody here is of service, because that's what we like to do. It's who we are. We're just people who care about other people. And some people do healing touch, some people do massage, some people work in, you know, at a counter and greet people all day. Some people just smile or say hello. Some people have babies and bring new life into the world. Some people get to be of service by helping someone cross over. There's just so many different ways to be of service. And for me, I wanted to explore, because I started out young. I started out being of service, and my sister used to call me Little Miss Goody Two Shoes. And my husband would say to me later in my life, he'd say, why are you always helping people? They don't need it. And I was like, sure, they need my help. Of course they do. But yeah, I thought, I need to explore this. I need to understand why I wanted to be of service, because I think intention is just as important as action. And why we behave the way we do is very significant. So I wanted to see why I was, you know, trying to be of service all the time. And I wanted to see if it was because I wanted to be liked by people or if I expected something. And since I was always doing it, I didn't really know what my intention was. And so, because you could do it for praise, you could do it for people owing you. There's all different kinds of reasons. So I made this grand plan. I decided that I was going to not help anybody for one full week that didn't ask me for it. That was my goal. So this was much harder than I had anticipated, I can tell you that. Because I would go into a store and there would be a little person and she would be trying to reach something and I'd be like, can I get that? And I was like, dang, I missed again today. And it took me literally 3 weeks before I could complete one day without offering to help somebody. And I remember that day because I was standing outside my hairdresser's and there was a woman next to me and she was waiting for her hairdresser. I was waiting for my hairdresser. And the salon was closed. So she says to me, gosh, I really have to use the restroom. And I said, oh, you know, I'd really like to help you, but I'm doing a project right now, and I can't help anyone who doesn't ask for my help. She's like, please, will you tell me where the restroom is? So I said, we'll tell you. And that was my first day. That was my first and my only day, because it was just really difficult for me. So, but what I found was, even though it was a really hard habit to break, I found that why I help is because I love it, because I get joy from it, and because it makes me happy. And it's God using me, and that's what I like. And it's interesting because I told Penny, I said, you know, Penny, my talk isn't long enough. And she said, then talk real slow, like John 1. But what happened was, when I signed on to Yahoo this morning, there was a story, and I thought it was interesting because it goes right along with helping people. And I don't know if you've heard it, so I'll read it to you. It was on this morning, and it says, Carol Flynn of Sioux Falls, South Dakota, didn't know anyone was watching her when she paid for diapers for the Walmart customer ahead of her. Anybody hear this one? No? Okay. Flynn, 73, had no idea that another customer caught the random act of kindness on his cell phone on Sunday night, only to share on Facebook what would become a video that went viral. I was standing in line, and there was kind of a holdup, Flynn told ABC News. I'm not impatient in my older days, but I noticed this young lady was standing at the checkout. I walked over to her, put my arm on her shoulder, and I asked her, is there a problem? The young lady, who has a four-month-old son, said, I'm just buying diapers. The mother learned that Walmart would only match the price of one set of diapers. Flynn noticed three boxes set aside and said, you'll probably need those. As Flynn tells it, the woman said, you don't need to, but thank you very much. I have a little boy, and he sure goes through diapers fast. I'm sure he does, says Flynn, as she recalled, and she bought $120 worth of diapers. The mom said, I couldn't believe it. I was shocked. I kept saying thank you and God bless you. And then I walked out in the parking lot and started crying. It just hit me. It was an awesome statement of what God's love does. So I think that each of us does God's work. And when we do it only for God, and we have no expectation, not even for a thank you, that we end up getting, as Millie says, tenfold back from what we give. So I was doing volunteer work for the San Diego Brain Tumor Foundation. I thought, oh, I'll help them, you know. And so I was calling on this list, and I was checking with people to see if they needed anything, if there was anything we could do for them. And of course, some people hung up on me, actually, but I didn't mind because I didn't have any expectation. But most people really wanted to share what they were going through or what their story was. And it ended up being like major therapy for me, because every time someone would share a story with me, I could share my story with them, and I ended up making out on the deal. But this one woman that I spoke to, her name was Susan, and she was a caregiver. And she was giving care to a UCSD autoimmune scientist, and he was the head of the department. And his name was Virgil. And he was brilliant. And she was giving care to him, but not only was she giving care to him, he had a son that had Asperger's and a daughter that had emotional problems, and it was a big job. And she told me, she said, every day when I do it, I think, I don't think I can do this. It's so hard. But she did it. And every day she would pray and she would get it done and she would go in. And brain tumors affect different parts of the body. Well, because the brain controls everything, right? So speech, movement. In this case, Virgil's personality was affected and he became violent. And it was just a really difficult situation. But she made it through. She stuck through it and she did a wonderful job. And, well, don't you know, Virgil was in charge of the autoimmune department at UCSD, and Susan, the caretaker, comes down with a rare autoimmune disease. And Virgil's cohorts, and they tell her she's going to be in a wheelchair. She's going to be in a wheelchair within 6 months. But they tell her, we'll take care of you, the cohorts, the scientists, we'll put you in a program, we'll make sure that you are taken care of. They started treating her with chemotherapy and some type of injection, I forget what it was. But now she's doing crew classic, she's rowing, she's bicycling, she's healthy, she's taking care of her family, she's just doing really well. So I know that my speech was a little short, but I have to say that at least it was entertaining. And thank you, thank you, thank you. Use me, use me, use me.
Well, thank you so very much, Mary. We really appreciate that. It's just been wonderful that you're in our church and you found us.